Stocks buckled ahead of a key Federal Reserve meeting with more evidence of stubborn wage inflation and risks to economic growth, causing investors to lose their nerve at the end of a difficult month. The S&P 500 sank 1.6% Tuesday, surrendering about half of last week's rebound rally from a 5% pullback. April was the first down month since October, the index losing 4.2%, leaving it up still 5.5% so far in 2024. An employment cost measure was above expectations, pushing Treasury yields higher as traders continue to push out any potential Fed rate cuts further into the future. The Fed itself is expected to leave rates unchanged again, but Chair Jay Powell will have to address the stalled retreat in inflation in his press conference on Wednesday. Meantime, a manufacturing gauge and softer earnings from the likes of McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Starbucks continue to raise questions about households' ongoing spending power. It's a tricky setup for sure, even as big tech profits continue to rush higher, and the broader stock market has largely held its six-month uptrend so far, even if the air has grown a bit turbulent in the past month. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.